Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Network.com. Thanks for listening.
To my love, took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned
it. Stevie Nicks, ladies and gentlemen, that's her voice, her words, her music. What a great talent she is. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Adam Levin is our guest and a great member of our Brain Trust, author of Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. Adam Levin is the name on the bottom of that book. And he's the founder and the chairman of Cyber Scout, cyberscout.com. Adam, tell us about Cyber Scout.
Well, Cyber Scout's been around since 2003. It was originally Identity Theft 911, then became IDT 911. And then when we went global, we had to change the name because in most countries around the world, they do not recognize 911 as an emergency number. And most of them think about it in terms of September 11th, which is not what we do.
Right.
And also because we have moved more towards software as service in addition to our normal.
And what is that software service?
Well, what we do is we've actually built a platform, which is having a coming out party in the next few weeks. It's called HQ. And you are going to be able to go directly to the platform through institutions with whom you have relationships and access products and services.
Hmm.
That we do everything from monitoring services to life stage identity management services.
Small businesses be products for small businesses?
Yes, small businesses.
All right, good.
Small business customers.
So
yes.
We'll go to cyberscout.com and find that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so look for that, folks. Let's talk about some of the, we're talking about the hacks, folks, and all, we talked quite a bit about the Equifax thing earlier. Adam gave us some great suggestions on how we can deal with that going forward. You point out, Adam, that when it comes to being hacked, now well into the 21st century, size doesn't matter with regard to hacking. They're coming down market, right?
No, they're totally coming down market. And remember that oftentimes the way a hacker looks at it is it's not about you as a business. It's about who you do business with.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how Target was breached. It was an HVAC subcontractor that was breached that was used as the pathway into the Target system and ultimately into the point-of-sale system. There was a machine company that the New York Times talked about a couple of years ago, a little machine company in the middle of nowhere, could not understand why anybody would want to hack them. It's like, you know, we're just a little organization. What do you want from us? But they had big clients,
uh-huh.
And they use that hacking to go through that company into their clients. And that's why more and more a new philosophy is developing, including with regulators and the ultimate regulators, American economic system, class action lawsuit attorneys, and that is that you are your vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And that that as an organization, not only do you need to worry about your security policy and protocols, you now need to worry about the security protocols of the companies with which you do business, because they could bring you down.
And in order to avoid this happening to you, you got what you call the 3 M's. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the 3 M's are, how do you minimize your risk of exposure or reduce your attackable surface? How do you effectively monitor? And what's your plan to manage the damage? And I think that we're starting to see with a lot of the breaches over time now that regulators and class action lawsuit attorneys and consumers, frankly, are judging companies not only on how well they protect data, which unfortunately in most cases is going to get hacked one way or another because of the world we live in and the sophistication of the hackers, but once you have a problem, how quickly do you determine you have a problem?
Mm-hmm.
Yahoo flunked on that one.
What's your zero-day activity, your capability?
Yeah, and then how urgently, transparently, and empathetically did you respond when you learned that you had a problem?
Right.
I certainly know that Equifax was an epic fail on all
mm-hmm.
three.
You know, Adam, when I remember back in the 90s, my consulting clients were getting letters from their corporate customers, their bigger customers, asking them about their quality standards. If we're moving, they were saying things like, we're moving to ISO 9000, can you go with us? And they were getting letters like that, and I was helping them find out how to have a handshake with that. Within a few years, we started getting letters from the same people asking us if we were Y2K compliant. If you can't show us that you are, we're going to not do business with you anymore because we can't have this in our chain. So I've been warning small business owners to expect a letter any day now telling them what you just said, which is show us how you're not a threat to our system.
Yes, absolutely. And there are states
Those letters are coming, aren't they?
I have no doubt they're coming. They're coming. And, you know, in a number of states now, they're passing data security laws. And the federal government can't seem to agree on the day of the week. So it's fallen to the states. Plus the fact, you know, in the United States, there are now, break of this, 52 jurisdictions, 48 states and four U.S. Jurisdictions that have individual and sometimes conflicting breach notification laws. So it's kind of a burdensome environment for companies to operate in.
So couldn't they use your three systems as a foundation to respond to those letters? Folks, customers, this is how we're minimizing risk. This is how we're monitoring things. This is how we're managing going forward.
I sure think they could. Yes, sir.
Build a framework out of that, and folks, answer the question that way. Hey, Adam, I got to go. You want to give us a website?
Cyberscout.com, AdamLevin.com. All right. Either one, good information.
The book is called Swipe. Adam, come back soon. Good job today.
Yes, sir.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.